Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday night. It's Valentine's Day. So any ladies out there listening, happy Valentine's Day. And this is Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, we're going to preview NWS Shot Through the Heart. And tonight, I have a very special guest joining me who has a big match himself coming up at NWS Shot Through the Heart. That would be none other than NWS superstar Jesse Hyde. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So let's go ahead and start this show off by talking about your match. You have a stretcher match with Ricky Cardinal coming up this Saturday night in Fairfield. Talk about how that match came to be.
All right, well, you know, this isn't the first time that Ricky Cardinal and myself's path has crossed. But in the past, our fights were tough. And, you know, we each brought the best out of each other. And, you know, I don't think we ever resolved that. So a couple months back, I find myself in the ring with Ricky Cardinal. And needless to say, he decided to take a cheap route, which cost me a victory. And we set up for a rematch. I was ready to get my hands back on him. Well, rematch came and went, and I pinned Ricky Cardinal. I was victorious. I was satisfied. I was content with the outcome of that match. And then Ricky Cardinal attacks me from behind. This guy has the tenacity to take his wrist tape off and choke me with it. So he's sitting there choking me, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, what have I gotten myself into? He then proceeds to deliver this knee to my face, and needless to say, it was bye-bye birdie, Jesse Hyde. Referees came and checked on me.
I remember seeing the video of that, actually.
That knee is I don't know if he's got something loaded in there. I don't know if he's just got a lot of calcium in that knee. But that knee was vicious. Well, needless to say, next thing I know, I've got a bunch of security guys around me, and here comes a stretcher. These guys put me on a stretcher, and they're dragging me back, and I'm sitting there laying there thinking, what is going on? So Jesse Hyde and the Rockaholics, we got off that stretcher, and we started making our way back to that ring, and we never got to resolve what was about to happen. So the NWF has decided that putting me and Ricky Cardinal in a stretcher match is going to solve that situation.
Now, I'm a big fan of violence. I'm a big fan of you.
I appreciate that.
Do you think that you have the mean streak it takes to not only survive but thrive in that type of environment?
You know, I'm very soft-hearted. I'm easygoing. I'm a nice, fun, compassionate, caring guy. Now, one thing you have to take into consideration is, you know, I'm getting older. I have children. I have a daughter that will be 1 year old on March 6th. And every night, I come home and I whistle sweet songs to my daughter, and I know that when I wake up in the morning, she's going to be looking at me. If you think that violence is going to surpass my passion for my children and coming home, it's a parent's instinct to survive. I don't know if Ricky Cardinal realizes that, you know, his violent streak has not met Jesse Hyde, the father.
That is very, I will say that most of the parents I know will do anything to survive and protect their children. So,
well, let's get one thing straight. There isn't going to be a winner in this stretcher match. You know, I expect him to be violent. I expect him to hurt me. But at the same time, there is nothing that I won't do to come home to my baby. And people think I'm not a violent person. You know, what happens when the nice guy gets angry? People don't expect it, and they see this side that he's been building up for a long, long time. You know, I have aggression. Sometimes I try to be passive about it, but I have aggression. He'll find that out Saturday. It's shot through the heart.
I'm looking forward to that. Let's talk about another match. Somebody that you're very familiar with, Pompano Joe, gets an NWF championship match against the Titan. What do you expect to see in that match?
You know, if you want me to be truthfully honest,
absolutely.
I would not be surprised if Pompano Joe walks away the NWF championship. I'm just going to throw that out there. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Titan is a fighter. He brings the fight. He is tough as nails. And right now, he's as tough as they come. But, you know, Pompano Joe is no joke. You know, put the dancing aside. He is no joke.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody that would know better than you.
I know what he brings to the table. You know, he's innovative, and he's smart. People don't realize how smart he is. But at the same time, you know, I haven't stepped in the ring with Titan in a long time. I watch his matches, and I cringe every time he strikes somebody with an elbow. Another move that I don't look forward to ever experiencing.
You know, I thought I was the only one that cringes when they see that.
Try watching it in slow motion.
Ugh, no thanks. Okay. Now, I've heard that there's a new superstar debuting named Calypso. What can you tell me about him, if anything? Do you know anything?
If anything, expect a lot of energy. Expect a lot of energy. I've heard good things about the kid, and going to bring something to the table that, you know, NWF stars in the past have not.
I'll
be watching that debut.
And what about the return of Brandon Fields, who's somebody I'm not really familiar with, actually?
You know, I'm not too familiar with Brandon Fields myself. You know, I've watched a handful of his matches. You know, he's very technically sound. You know, he's a good-looking young kid. You know, I look forward to watching him step back in the ring. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to showcase those talents that shot through the heart, just like he's done in the past. I look forward to seeing what he has to bring in the future.
And another match that pretty much the entire NWS army should be very interested in. 6-man tag team match. The Crimson Mafia versus Roger Ruffin, Legendary Larry D, and Christopher Michael Lotus.
All right, so on one side of the ring, you got some rough and tough, strong as nails fellas with bad attitudes that bring a fight. You know, don't get me wrong, Crew, another bright future for a kid. This guy is tough as nails. I see him doing big things in the future. You know, I think that the crowd that he hangs out with, he could probably choose some better company. But don't get me wrong, Wildcat Chris Harris, man, who wouldn't want to learn from that guy? You know, he's a legend in the NWF and also tough as nails. You ever took a clothesline from Wildcat Chris Harris? Not so fun. Not so fun. No, Anthony Bryant. Yeah, Anthony Bryant. You know, I've experienced many super kicks from this guy. He's a grizzled, seasoned veteran. He brings a lot to that group. He's a tough performer. But you know, enough about those guys. The team that they're facing, one, they're facing the man. Anybody that has stepped in the ring with the man knows why he is the man. Christopher Michael Lotus, another seasoned veteran. This guy, he's so good in the ring. You know, he's a loudmouth. He's a wisecrack. But, man, that guy can wrestle. And then, of course, you have the legendary Larry D. Let's say about 8 years ago, I stepped in the ring against Larry D. I come off the top ropes. First time I ever experienced Larry D. I didn't know how strong he was. I come off the top ropes. This giant of a man catches me on his shoulder and then proceeds to military press me 8 times.
Times?
8 times. If you've ever done a military press, it's a little bit different when you're military pressing to Jesse High. I'll put it that way.
That guy is
the strongest person I've possibly ever met. And, you know, the combination of Roger Ruffin, Christopher Michael Lotus, and Larry D, you know, that collision with the Crimson Mafia, it's gonna be a spectacle to watch. I think the NWF Army and myself will be paying close attention to the match because you know I expect fire in that one.
I would have to agree. I expect that to be a very explosive situation, and a match that I apparently skipped over in my notes, but wasn't intending to. The tag team championship match. Tough Justice defending against the rookie sensation Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler.
All right, Jordan Clearwater, David Tyler. They are on fire right now. You know, I don't know what it was in the last couple months, but those two are clicking and clicking and clicking, and eventually they're going to go off. And, you know, would not be surprised if they walk out a shot through the heart, the new NWF Tag Team Champions. don't get me wrong. I love tag team wrestling and Tough Justice, you know, Matt Stevens, Ryan Stone, you know, seasoned veterans. You know, those guys have a lot to offer. But I just have a feeling, you know, right place, right time, you know, in a clean match, I see the young guys going over. I see it happening.
That would be an amazing feat for Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler to defeat Tough Justice, in my opinion. So, in your opinion, other than your match, because everybody's going to say it's their match, what match are you most interested in seeing? What match do you think is going to be the most interesting match this Saturday night?
Pompano Joe versus Titan. I hope I'm in a position to where I can watch. I hope I'm not being nursed at the time.
I hope the same. I hope, even though I have a feeling, even if you are victorious in your stretcher match, you might be a little out of it.
I'm gonna hurt like hard nails to the back come Sunday. But same time, Ricky Cardinal's gonna wake up Sunday, and he's gonna know that he felt Jesse Hyde and the Rockaholics.
And we actually have a caller that wants to talk. So,
great. Who we got?
We've got NWF ring announcer Miss Callie.
Jesse, hi. So,
hey,
Miss
Callie.
Hey, what's up, baby? So, I heard you mention earlier about Pompano and that all the dancing and the clowning around the side. He's a dangerous individual to face off against. Do you feel a lot of people underestimate him because he can go out there and he does all the goofy dancing and really he does kind of clown around a little bit, but he brings it.
You know, absolutely. There are very few people that understand what goes through our minds, and I feel that, you know, like I say, right place, right time. You know, this isn't the first time that these two have stepped in the ring. Titan knows what Pompano brings. He knows he's smart. He knows he's tough. You know, that match could go either way. But 100%, I feel that people underestimate his abilities.
I can agree with that because I can also say as many times as I've seen him out there, he has pulled off some victories that I truly thought would have been impossible for him to pull off. I mean, his feud with Relentless Ron Mathis. Often said,
yeah.
He cannot be told from the end of that. You faced off against him many a times. So
he ended former NWF champion Nasty Russ's career.
And that sent shockwaves through the entire company. Nobody expected it.
You know, if you're not taking that guy serious after that, I don't know what you're watching.
Because Nasty Russ was one of the top guys and had been for quite some time. And Pompano Joe, truly, he got the better of him that day. And you really kind of had to tip your hat to that because he did what truthfully, I think most people thought was going to be an impossible feat. We all, I think, thought Pompano was going to be leaving the NWF forever after that match.
And
you've been around the company for quite a long time, though. So you've seen guys come, you've seen them go. So you've seen what a lot of this new class has to offer. Do you feel they're living up to, or even some of them exceeding, the expectations that maybe some people would have looked at for them, as far as, you know, you look at guys like David Tyler, Jordan Clearwater, even Lord Crew, who are all kind of that next generation kind of coming in, kind of being raised up to surpass where everybody else has kind of, you know, I don't want to say we've leveled off because we haven't. I mean, we're building and building, and obviously we're moving to a new building. The company has been driven to succeed. Do you feel these new guys are going to be able to live up to those expectations?
You know, I've been wrestling for 14 years this month, and I can honestly say that those guys develop very quick. You know, the potential is unbelievable. You know, I can tell that those guys are working really hard, or were working very hard when we were at Bone Crushers. I know that those guys are working hard in that ring week in and week out. You know, only time will tell. You know, they're all on the path of success. Where are they going to plateau? You know, are they going to plateau? Are they gonna take the flag and run with it, or are they gonna get hot and burn out? You know, I expect a lot out of this new class, which is a big class. You're gonna have some fantastic wrestlers. I genuinely look forward to watching each and every one of them.
I can definitely disagree with that. That is a very valid point, because they all show so much potential when they're out there. Lord Crew has that ungodly mean streak in him that really is being nurtured by veterans like the Mercenaries, Wildcat, who just, I mean, they're some mean individuals.
Yeah, and sometimes I think all these young guys, I know that they watch all of us wrestle, and you know that they ask questions, and the smarter you get, the more questions you're going to ask, and you know, as long as they keep asking questions, they're always going to get answers, and you know, the amount of knowledge that is in that locker room, I can only expect that you know, we're gonna have some future NWF champions that are trainees right now.
I look forward to seeing these young guys get that opportunity to wrestle guys like Titan. Well, you see this Saturday night, you've got two young guys taking on two veterans for the tag team championship. Like you said, those two are clicking on all cylinders, and they have really come together awesomely.
Do you agree with Jesse that we could see a title change in that match?
Wholeheartedly. You got to look at the fact they defeated Justin Lane and Jay Donaldson, who is by far one of the most decorated champions we've ever had. They defeated those two to become the number one contenders for this opportunity. So I say right circumstance, right time, right opening, we very easily could see the NWO Tag Team Championships change hands. The question is, who makes the first mistake in that match? Because that's going to determine everything right there. Whose emotions get out of hand first? Because we saw a little bit of an emotional breakdown there. You saw the emotions get the better of Rhinestone and David Tyler just coming up on 2 weeks ago at Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So you really got to look at, is somebody's emotions going to get the better of them, cause the mistake that causes the opening for one team to take advantage and walk away and they'll be a tag team champions.
Well, we've only got a couple of minutes. Who wants to give the pertinent information, tickets and all that good stuff?
I will digress and I will allow Jesse.
You go ahead. So, TNT on Main Street in Hamilton is a ticket provider for the NWF. In fact, you know, if you really want to meet Jesse Hyde, you can direct inbox me, and you know, if you're looking for pre-sale tickets, you know, we'll make sure they get in your hands. And yeah, happy Valentine's Day to everybody too.
All right, and you can also go to Hooverville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue. Tickets are $10 in advance.
They're $10 at the door. You can get them for $8.
$8 in advance. Thank you. I knew my numbers were off somewhere. So,
but if you want to be right front for $15, you can get pre-sale VIP tickets.
$15, as I saw recently, we only have a few VIP seats left. So inbox Jesse Hyde and get them because they are selling out fast.
I believe that when I go, the VIP seats are almost always gone or close to it. So, but we're about out of time, so I want to thank my guests, Jesse Hyde and Miss Callie from the NWF. Don't forget, Shot Through the Heart this Saturday, the UAW Hall in Fairfield, Ohio. Doors open at 7, bell time's 8 o'clock. Make sure you're there. It's going to be a heck of a show. So thank you both for being on the show.
Thank you for having
us. For Jesse Hyde and Miss Callie, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody. And ladies, happy Valentine's Day. Good night.